This is the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum, brought to you by Coors Distributing and the D&N Event Center.
And welcome back. It's time to close out the forum with each candidate this evening. Larry, we'll start with you. Summarize yourself and tell us, why are you running for mayor?
Well, once again, I just have to express the fact that for 58 and a half years, I put one foot in front of the other, and I don't know how many miles I may have encompassed in that process, but I believe in North Platte. I've loved North Platte. North Platte's been good to six boys and one girl that were all Britons, and they were good to my father and my mother, and it's about people and compassion about people, and I've never turned my back on North Platte, and I've always, and my entire family has contributed greatly through organizations like the Boy Scouts and Junior Achievement, JC's, Sertoma. I was a member of the Sertoma Club that sold concessions out to the Nebraska Land Days for many a years. So giving back is a reason that I believe that and that I have given back and contributed, and just want to make North Platte a better place for each and every one of the citizens of North Platte and each residents, no matter if they're high income, low income, middle income. It's about people and compassion for people.
And if folks want to get additional information about your campaign or your candidacy, how do they do so, Larry?
They actually can get a hold of Condon Signs at 121 West 8th, and they do have a statement there, and they can also visit with Chad or Sean, and they can acquire more information in regards to my campaign.
John, your turn to tell us why you are running.
Well, I love North Platte. I've lived in this community for 28 years. There's absolutely nothing that can keep me here as far as family, relatives, anything like that. I have none of that here. We just like being here, and we just love the community, love what it's done for my family over the years. I've got a wife and three sons that, you know, my three sons all graduated from high school here, and it's home. So I want to continue to be home for myself. I love the direction that the community is going in right now, with the exception of the COVID-19 that has thrown everybody into a spin. But I love where we are right now. Everybody is working together, trying to get the problems that we have to deal with dealt with. And I would like to just continue to see, to, you know, entice that community feel that we've got going right now, where we're all working together to solve these problems that we've got. And I'd just like to see that continue. And with me being retired, where I can offer the commitment to the city full time and beyond, I think that's one of my advantages.
What sets you apart from your opponents, John? You mentioned you do have some increased time with you being the only candidate that's retired, but what do you feel sets you apart from the other candidates out there at the mayoral run?
I guess I would say the commitment that I've had to the community in the last 28 years, the connections I've made with the people in this in government and organizations and things like that in town, I think give me advantage, because I know a lot of people that I can go to and have them help us solve problems and questions and things like that. So I think that's probably my biggest advantage.
Now, if folks want to get additional information about your campaign, John, or maybe they haven't got one of your yard signs yet and they'd like one, how can they do so?
Just contact me through Facebook. That's John Hales for North Platte Mayor. Or give me a call at 530-5060.
Okay, Lonnie, summarize yourself. Tell us why you're running.
Well, you know, I've been through, as I said before, I've been through all the departments. I've worked with all the departments. I've owned businesses. I've had large payrolls. I've large budgets in land developing and stuff. We've come under budget in time. I think that part has taught me a lot. Budgeting and property taxes, I mean, there's all transparency and everything. And I I use that every day in our world of building homes at WB's Fund Center. We have meetings every week. You know, they haven't really had meetings since Richardson left as far as department heads. Every week they used to meet at 8 o'clock, and we're going to bring that back. I think I can lead this city and build revenue where we can cut our property taxes substantially as far as the city levy side. I think I can work with the airport to bring sales tax, another revenue stream from that side. And I just feel that I have more business savvy than any other of the candidates.
And then if any North Platte voters want to get additional information about you, Lonnie, as a candidate, how can they do so?
They can go to my Facebook page, Parsons for North Platte. They can call me 308-520-3820, or they can text me or whatever. I'd like to hear their questions. I'd like to hear their concerns.
Thank you. And Brandon, summarize yourself and tell us, why are you running for mayor?
Well, the reason I'm running for mayor of North Platte is because I'm concerned about our community. I want to build a community where our children and grandchildren have the great opportunities and will come and live and be happy that they live here. That is my goal as the mayor of North Platte. I believe to do so, we have to improve jobs. We have to be able to have jobs that have great salaries. We need to improve housing. We need great infrastructure. We need to focus on economic development. And if we do all of these things, we will have a great community to be even more proud of than the one we have today.
Can you tell us, Brandon, in your opinion, what sets you apart from the other candidates in this mayoral race? Why should people vote for you rather than your opponents?
Boy, that's a frequently asked question. I think that each mayoral candidate has certain things that they bring to the table. What I believe sets me apart is my experience. I've been a small business owner, and I've worked in a very large business. I know both sides of it, and they are complementary experiences. In the large business, which is Great Plains Health, I'm not accustomed to dealing with multi-million dollar budgets. It's what we work with every year. I'm used to the numbers. They don't shock me. Also, you have great experiences when you are in charge of a large budget and in charge of a large operation for a long time. Things as simple as dealing with people who are not appropriate or people maybe who shouldn't be employed. And it's a long way of saying, have you fired someone? And it's an unfortunate thing when you have to do that. No one likes it. If you do, you're a strange person. But I think that you have to be willing to do the really difficult things. And having been in both small business and large business, I'm accustomed to doing those difficult things. It's something that's important for our community. I also think that just my general ability to bring complex situations down to less complex explanations and bring people together to understand what's going on, it's one of the assets that I've had my whole life, and I think that my ability to do that will be a great asset to the community as we work through very complex issues the next few years to try to grow our community in the right way.
Now, Brandon, if there's any voters out there here in North Platte that want to get additional information about you, your campaign, or your candidacy, how can they do so?
They're welcome to visit my website, which is www.bkmayor.com, or of course, we're on Facebook at /BKMayor. And you're welcome to call me at 308-530-0861 if you have any questions.
Andrew, what else would you like people to know? And why are you running?
Yeah, you know, I really want to make this a lot more family-centered community where that's our focus. You know, is how do we try to make sure we have a quality place to be able to raise a family, to grow a family that people are proud of and that they really want to be a member and a part of North Platte society. So I've said that I want to do a mayor's advisory council of his local citizens, somebody from each ward, as well as two local business owners, not major business owners, local business owners of small businesses here in North Platte, where they can choose a project every year that they're really passionate about here in North Platte that they want to work on. And then they can present it to the council to be able to work on that issue. I want to make sure that we have a park system that has something for everybody. So that way, it doesn't matter what your age is, that you have something you can go out and go do. Because I think the more active we are in our community, the more we're out and about and doing things, the happier we will be. And it'll fix some of that self-esteem issue that we have here in North Platte. I think that we need to repackage and rebrand ourselves to a really modern and I don't have the answer to what that brand is. I want to put it out to the public. You know, what is it you want to see North Platte be? And let's discuss it and let's create a new image. This is where we're going to be and where we're going to go. And for me, it's a brighter future for North Platte. You know, I want us to have a brighter future. I want us to be that family-centered community. I want us to be able to go out and sell ourselves, and that this is the new image. We're no longer just, you know, an old railroad town out in western Nebraska when people in eastern Nebraska talk about us. I want them to be like, you know, they're doing some things out there. There's something different going on out there now. And that's the image I want them to have. I want them to be a little bit curious and a little bit envious of us at all points in time. We're kind of alone out here, and we can kind of do things our own way a lot of ways in a lot of times. And I really want to capitalize on that. And I want everybody in this state, everybody in this city, and every company that's looking for a place to find a new home, say, that's where I want to be. And that's my goal, is to get us into that position.
Now, Andrew, tell us, what sets you apart from the other candidates here for mayor of North Platte? Why should people vote for you instead of the other four?
You know, there's a lot of reasons why I think that I'm the best candidate. The thing is, I think I can really get to work on this day one. I don't have to worry about the training wheels. I don't have to worry about, you know, I've had enough time talking and working on these issues. And for me, it's, I really, really want to get on top of this really quickly. Most of the things I'm talking about doing, I hope to have done by the end of the first year. And then after that, it's just managing and tweaking everything that we can work on as quickly as possible to keep working towards that main end goal that we just talked about. And for me, you know, I'm just hoping that I can hit the ground running right away and we don't have to waste any time, that we don't have to waste, you know, 90 days, 6 months, a first year trying to figure out how do we do these things? How do we not do these things? I think I can get out there right away and get it done, and I don't have to wait.
If anybody wants to get additional information about your campaign or about you as a candidate, Andrew, how can they do so?
You know, you can go to leefornp.com. That's the website. It has a link to the Facebook page, or the Facebook page is Lee for North Platte. Check it out. I'm always putting out new content. I'm always getting it out there. So I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you got. I usually get about 3 or 4 or 5, 6 questions a day on there. So I'm more than happy to answer. You can always text or call me. My number's on the city website right now. So I'm not hiding anywhere. I'm out here, and look forward to serving everybody here in North Platte for the foreseeable future.
Well, George, definitely want to thank the 5 mayoral candidates for coming in the studio and making our forum possible.
Absolutely.
Joy to get to talk to each of them.
It is, and it's interesting to see how they handled it, the questions, and you get a feel for what they're like by listening to their voice. So
yeah.
It's great, I thought, and it was really nice of them to come by.
And definitely you can tell, it's a little bit of a job interview, like we've said before, that these candidates are on the spot, so seeing how they respond to questions from reporters on the spot is a big part of the job.
Right. And I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in. And I hope everybody learned something and enjoyed it, the process.
And it's an interesting process.
It is.
5 mayoral candidates running to replace our current mayor, the great Dwight Livingston, who's done a great job at his many years in office. But we will vote on May 12th, and then the 2 top vote getters will advance to the November election. So,
right.
Interesting process.
We're not all going to vote on the 12th. There's a lot of early ballots out there and mail-in ballots, and a lot of those are coming in already. So if you haven't cast your ballot, make sure you take a few minutes to do it. There's some other races involved, too, a couple county commissioner races and a school board race.
Yep. City council, too.
City council, yep.
So
those are all important, and this will eliminate some of the names on the ballot. But, yeah, we haven't seen this lively of a mayor's race in a long time. I don't remember one.
I was going to ask if you can recall one.
Yeah, I've been here 20 years, and I don't remember one like this. So it's great.
And you and the crew at the North Platte Bulletin are diving into it as well, presenting people with some facts. There's a great edition out there on the news racks right now that has some information. Two weeks ago, there was some information on each candidate, right?
Right. Each of the mayors was profiled two weeks ago. We got copies at the office if anybody'd like one. We'll post it on our website, too. So we're in the process of running all the interviews that we've done with the candidates on our website.
We always appreciate George and always enjoy the partnership with the North Platte Bulletin. So definitely want to thank our candidates. And big thanks to you, George, for joining us here for this. It's been quite a bit of fun.
It's nice to be here. Really enjoyed it.
Always
really
good to have George with us. So want to thank our sponsors as well, consisting of the North Platte Bulletin, obviously, and also the D&N Event Center and Coors Distributing. And thank our listeners as well for making this broadcast possible here of our 2020 Mayoral Candidate Forum, brought to you by the North Platte Bulletin and the D&N CNN Event Center, and Coors Distributing. If you did not hear the entire forum, but you'd like to, you can catch it on our website, HuskerRadio.com. And we'll spend each weekday here the next 4 days, 5 days, airing each candidate's response starting at 7:30. So we'll have that lead up to Mugs in the Morning each weekday. So looking forward to that.
Looking forward to being here for that, yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll see you tomorrow morning, George, for Mugs in the Morning. Appreciate the time as always, sir.
All right. See you then.
You've been listening to the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum for the City of North Platte. To hear this forum again, visit our website at HuskerRadio.com tomorrow morning. Or tune in starting tomorrow for each candidate's answers as we re-air them at 7:30 each weekday. This has been a Husker Radio production.